You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. My name is Kira. I'm the programming manager here at CITR, and you're listening to Training Time. This is a period of time where the programming department here at CITR shows new volunteers the ins and outs of live radio, what it looks like to run the board here at Studio A, and what it can look like to actually run a live show. I'm here today with two volunteers, prospective show hosts here at CITR, and I'd love if you folks could introduce yourselves, let people out there know what you're interested in and what you're hoping to do at CITR.
Sweet, go for it.
Okay, so hey, I'm Reina, my pronouns are she, her, and I'm very excited to join the show because I have a huge interest for journalism. It's my degree, and I'm just really interested in the music and the arts collectives.
Cool, yeah, yeah. My name is Jazine, and I'm super interested in hosting a show that focuses on music, scores and soundtracks from TV and movies.
Right on. I'm really excited about both of the ideas that you folks have brought to me today. I'm somebody that's been involved with radio for 5 years. I got involved with it just because I needed to make friends in university, but it's become like an extended place of joy in my life, so it's always a joy for me to watch other people get excited about it. I'm curious, in terms of your experience with like radio very broadly, is radio something that has been like, are you radio listeners? Is radio a new part of your life? I'm curious.
Yeah, well, for me, like, I saw Radio Free Roscoe when I was like, I don't know, 10 or 11, and I was like, wow, it would be so cool to have a secret radio show. But yeah, that is my like childhood, I guess, whimsical dream.
Right on.
Yeah, that's really cool too. For me, in high school, I was obsessed with the idea of having a radio show, but it didn't really work out. So I tried this online podcast version of it on mental health and discussing about the various forms of it. But yeah,
very
cool. Interesting.
Right on. I'm going to take us over to a quick music break here. We had a recommendation of playing Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by the Arctic Monkeys. Let's take a listen, and we'll be back in a moment here. I'm just going to be making sure there was an ad before the music, making sure not playing that on air. All right, here we go. Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by the Arctic Monkeys.
But I'm not finished, 'cause you're not by my side. And as I arrived, I thought I saw you leaving, carrying your shoes. Decided that once again I was just dreaming of bumping into you. Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. Left you multiple missed calls, and to my message you replied. Why'd you only call me when you're high? High. Why'd you only call me when you're high? Talking the same shite. I need a partner. Well, are you out tonight? It's harder and harder to get you to listen. More I get through the gears. Incapable of making all right decisions and having bad ideas. Now it's 3 in the morning, and I'm trying to change your mind. I'm not afraid to
Welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the University of British Columbia on the unceded territories of the Musqueam people. We just heard Living in America by The Sounds, and that was actually a track that was chosen by one of our volunteers who is here today in studio. Could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about that song and why you chose it?
Yeah, great. Hi, my name is Jomar Espinosa, pronouns he, him. It was one of those songs that I used to listen to back in high school in the early 2000s when UBC used to hold the Warped Tour. It was a festival that was going on for 2 days during the weekends, and it happened every once a year with all my favorite bands back in the day, like MCR, The Starting Line, and Anti-Flag, all kinds of different music. And so one time The Sounds came, and so luckily by volunteering, cutting cheese for all the artists early morning, we got to meet our favorite artists and everything like that, and The Sounds was there, and they were really super cool. So anyways, they have a special place in my heart.
That's awesome. That's so cool that you're able to get to like experience that show through the work you're doing. That's fantastic. We also have another volunteer hanging out with us here today. Would you mind introducing yourself to the folks listening and also telling them, what you're interested in about CITR? You had a very interesting niche show idea.
Yes, I did. Hi, guys. My name's Natalia, and it is really niche, but I am somewhat obsessed with gourmet jams. And marmalades and confitures and other things. And me and my uncle, I live with him, we specifically go and we buy new ones every week or so. And with all sorts of weird flavors like whiskey peach, or I think right now we're on raspberry rhubarb. And I really love it. And I feel like there's no good space to like find good jams, you know, other than the, you go to the superstore or the whatever, and you get in there and you're like, wow, look at all these brand name jams. But in reality, what I really want is like a nice homemade niche jam. So I'm just looking for a way to promote jam as my own interest.
That is so cool. I'm biased because I'm a foodie, but we also don't have like food-based radio shows enough. I think that's like a missing opportunity for different types of programming.
That's so tragic. I keep thinking about the ASMR of crunching on bread or toast. And I was like, I got to incorporate that in my show. At like the beginning, maybe, you know, you merge in, you're like a little bit of crunch. Yeah. This is jam.
Incredible. Mm-hmm. Get a whole soundscape going for the show. You also had an interest in starting to do some more stuff around CITR as well. Do you want to chat a little bit about what is of interest to you?
Yeah, I've always kind of had a soft spot for student radio. It's just because it's fueled by that good old angst and energy that the whole world needs. And so I'd listen to you guys on in the car and on campus and things like that. And so just because I believe in the student body and things like that, so I just want to be involved somehow. I guess the curiosity will kill the cat, and I'll just show up and see what happens.
Right on. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that I personally love about campus and community station broadly and CITR specifically is that it is a space for student voices. It's a student-led space, it's a student-centered space, and it's a great way to just get involved on campus and meet people and get involved in a community that's very creative and constantly evolving. I'm really excited that's something that actually drew you here today.
Thank you, Rena.
All right, we have come to the end of our time here with Training Time. Wanted to say a big thank you to everybody who's here in the studio with me today, and to anyone listening who might be interested in getting involved with CITR. The great way to start is to come to a tour. We have them every day at noon. They are free, they are quick, they are easy. And once you do a tour, you can get started on training if you are interested in hosting a show. There's a lot of ways for you to get involved, and I highly suggest that you do. I'm going to play us out with another track by Alex G. This is a personal favorite called Cute. Hope you are all having a wonderful, wonderful afternoon. And hopefully it doesn't rain. It looks like it's not going to rain, possibly, today. But you can never really tell for sure in Vancouver. All right. We are going to be listening to Cute by Alex G. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
I'll keep you in the sun. tell or show you to
sweet.
The children kill me after
this. Might not rip.